So, James, have you seen Hereditary again? And if so, have you changed your mind?
Yes, I watched it again, and I changed my mind. I think I gave it a 3.5?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to give this a 5. I give it a 5. The storytelling was still kind of clunky, so I agree with Matt on that. But then the film part of it and the way it was shot and all that stuff was still pretty good. And just picking up on the little things, it was cleverly done. So, and it was also a combination of things. Like I said, I watched this movie again and I actually sat down and paid more attention to it. And it's not that bad of a movie. Like I said in the previous podcast, that I would have given this movie at least a 6 if the storytelling was better. So right now, because I raised the score from a 3.5 to a 5, if storytelling is better, I probably would have given it 6.57. Because the movie isn't bad. There's a lot of symbolism in it. And if you don't pay attention, you will miss something, which Matt and I said throughout the whole freaking podcast. There's a lot of subliminal messages in it, and you just have to really pay attention. It kind of reminds me of this old movie called Eraserhead. I don't know if many people have seen it. It wasn't really a horror movie. It was just a surrealistic movie. I think it was by David Lynch. It's one of those movies that it was kind of weird, but yet it wasn't a bad movie. It's kind of artistic. This one is not on Mother level with artistic bullshit. Mother is perhaps the worst movie I've ever seen. That will always remain. But this one, I give it a 5. Better movie than what I thought it would be. Watching it again, and then I did a little bit more research. I was like, wow, that wasn't that bad. And then also, I found out a little bit more about the director. The director directed this movie called The Truth About the Johnsons. It's something on YouTube. That movie is fucked up.
Yeah.
But yet, it was not a bad movie. It was just fucked up. I understand his directorial style. So because I did a little bit of research on the director, and that also gives it a bump. So yeah, I give it a 5.
Matt, counterpoint.
So you gave it a full 1.5 after watching it again the second time?
Yeah. As I watched it again, and I paid attention to more things, and also in addition to watching again, pay attention to more things, I did a little bit of research on the director, so that increased my score too, because this is the director's first feature film. He did a lot of shorts, and some of his shorts were pretty good. And it's just one short called The Truth About the Johnsons, which was, Matt, it's fucked up. It's fucked up, but it's not a bad movie.
What is so fucked up about it?
Oh, like I can't explain it. I can't explain it. Dude, it's on YouTube. You have to watch it. That's all I got to say. I watched the movie, and I compared his directorial style to The Truth About the Johnsons. He has skill. He's not a bad director. You know, like saying that the director was mediocre and all that stuff, but I see his directorial style. It's not a bad style. So like I say, I boosted it up for that, and I boosted it up for just like the subliminal messages. And it also reminded me of another movie called Eraserhead, black and white. It was very surrealistic. Kind of reminded me of movies that I like. I understand it a little bit more after watching it again and do a little more research. But the thing that is still a negative to me is like certain movies, you shouldn't have to do that much research on to understand it. That's the thing that blows me. But I understand that. I mean, I don't want to be handed an answer to a movie, because usually I like figuring it out. That's part of the fun for me, to figure out a movie. Figured out most of it, I shouldn't have to do that much research on it. So that still, it takes it down some.
You figured out Mother, but you didn't give that an extra 1.5.
Because that was too jumbled. I did figure out Mother. You are right. You are right. And I wish I didn't figure out Mother, because that was too jumbled. Matt, that movie was too fucking messy. This one, it did have clunky storytelling, yes. This one, you actually follow a little bit more compared to Mother. Mother was like, what? Huh? What? It was just all over the place. That movie, there was no way to fix that movie.
Yeah, it is by burning it.
Yeah. But there was no way to fix Mother at all outside of burning it. But there was no way to fix that movie. This movie could have been fixed. Just storytelling wise, if the storytelling was just straightforward, seamless, and everything else, it would have been fine. It would have been fine. The imagery was there. It was more so a family drama / horror. It's on the line of a horror movie. It's on lines of drama as well. So that's what kind of a mixed genre movie. And I think, hold on, what'd you give it, Matt? Didn't you give it like a 4 or something like that?
It wasn't high.